Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Gratitude Gems Meditation, August 2015. Peridot is the gem. Prosperity is the topic. Prosperity is an inside job. Learn the keys to unlock your potential. So if you can do so safely, gently close your eyes and settle into this time of meditation, this time of deeper communion with your soul. And let us begin to relax. Relaxing mind, body, and spirit. Allowing all tension to drift away. Relaxing comfortably into your chair. Feeling the feet rest comfortably on the floor. Arms comfortably at your side or folded on your lap. Feeling a wave of relaxation from head to toe, cascading slowly, washing away tension, stress, leaving behind ease and relaxation as the shoulders drop away from the ears. As the hands open and relax, as the feet rest comfortably on the floor, feeling completely relaxed, heavy in the chair in which you are sitting, allowing the mind to relax, letting any thoughts that come to simply drift by like a passing cloud, knowing that you can return to that thought after this time of meditation. Allowing your mind to become quiet and still, not having to focus on anything but this meditation now. Taking a big breath in and breathing in peace, breathing out, becoming more peaceful. In and feeling more and more peaceful, more relaxed. As we bring to mind someone or something, someone in which we are grateful for, feeling their presence with us now. Perhaps bringing an image to your mind, and maybe that image brings a smile into your face. As we open our hearts, we feel the love and the gratitude for them. And we bring our thoughts out of our mind and bring our energy into our heart center, our feeling nature. Feeling that love and gratitude grow and expand for our object of gratitude, for our loved one, allowing that gratitude to expand throughout our body with every beat of the heart coursing through our arteries and veins, blessing every cell of our body. feeling the love and gratitude radiate, tingling our fingers and toes, radiating out into our world, blessing our homes, blessing our employment, blessing our city and town, blessing our world with gratitude. Yes, you are a powerful gratitude radiator. As you radiate out gratitude, feeling love and gratitude, you are a clear and open channel, flowing freely, peaceful energy. For when we are open channels, energy can flow both ways. In order to manifest prosperity into our lives, we must maintain an open channel, free flowing energy out and in. When we're in love, when we're in gratitude, we are in free flow of this energy. There are no restrictions. When we are in fear, we close this channel, restricting the flow of energy, limiting the possibilities in our life, limiting the very thing in which we are seeking, prosperity. When we notice and recognize that we are in fear, it's a sign to change, to open up, to feel and find love and gratitude, to create that clear and open channel. You see, the universe is full of our supply, waiting to be delivered to us. But if there's too many cars on the freeway, if there's traffic restricting the delivery, we may not receive it. Traffic of fear, traffic of concern, cars full of worry, doubt, question. When we turn on love and gratitude, we change the stoplight from red to green. We allow the flow to go. We see the cars of worry and fear exiting off the highway, off the channel of our supply, and allow that delivery of prosperity to reach its destination, to bless us in our life. We open up our channel of love and gratitude, and allow that free flow of energy of our supply to reach us, to bless us, to prosper us. So let us consider our open channel, what might be blocking it, and how to remain in love and gratitude through a moment of silence. breath, feeling grateful, feeling prosperous, feeling love, allowing these higher vibrations to bless us with peace. One powerful way to unlock your potential, to attract your gratitude, to attract your supply of prosperity, is through giving. We give gratitude. We attract back to us more things in which to be grateful for. When we give love, we receive back to us love. When we give peace, peaceful energy, we attract back to us more peace. So with the law of giving and receiving, give prosperity and receive back more things in which to be prosperous. Give what you seek. Give without expecting anything in return. For when we expect a return on our investment, we taint the energy of the pure love in which it was offered. We restrict the flow of receiving back to us that which we gave. Consider, you received a gift of a fine piece of chocolate, and you felt so grateful for receiving it. Wonderful morsel, just the right bite-sized piece to satisfy and enjoy. And the giver said, wait, I just want one small bite. How would you feel? This gift would somehow be tainted. What? I can't enjoy the whole morsel? So when you give so freely, so you can be blessed by the joy of giving, and the receiver can be blessed by the joy of receiving. It is also beautiful to give anonymously. Make a contribution without your name attached, knowing within your heart you have done a beautiful service. For giving and receiving is a blessing that always reaps benefits and rewards. So let us consider how and where we give through a moment of silence. Yes. We live in an abundant, prosperous world. As we are grateful for this time of meditation, as we are grateful for those loved ones in our lives, as we are grateful for all the prosperity that abounds before us. Everywhere we look, everywhere around us is full of prosperity. As we are open and receptive and accepting of prosperity, we begin to see it all around us. We begin to attune with prosperity. We simply have to breathe. Within each breath is an abundance of oxygen to support our being. We don't get into that crowded elevator and say, wait, nobody breathe. I need my oxygen. We don't question the amount of oxygen that's in the world in which we live. We take it freely, as we know it's an abundant supply. We recognize that the sunshine shines down upon us, blessing us with life force energy, vitamin D, blessing us with light in which we see. We don't step out on the beach and say, wait, that's my sunshine. There's not enough. I need to make sure I get enough. There is an abundance of sunshine for all of us to receive. There is an abundance of prosperity for all of us to receive. Simply by recognizing the abundance of prosperity all around you. Through the kitchen, with the abundance of healthy food to which to nourish your body. From the abundance of energy within your body to operate throughout your day. Through the abundance of stars in the night sky, through the abundance of blades of grass or leaves on the tree, recognize the abundance and the prosperity all around you. Recognize and be prosperous. Express it in your life through all that you do. From the clothes in which you wear. You don't have to go out and buy the most expensive clothes. But dress well. Dress and feel prosperous. Visit prosperous places. Go to the luxurious resort and sit in the lobby and feel the prosperity. Imagine and feel yourself enjoying that 5-star dinner tasting every morsel. Feel and taste that chocolate torte for dessert. Yeah. Visualize your prosperity. Feel the prosperous nature expanding through your being. Train your subconscious to be prosperous through your visualization. Your subconscious doesn't know if it's real or imagined. Is it experiencing it and impressing upon your being that you are prosperous? You can affirm your prosperity with simple affirmations. I am prosperous. I am prosperous. I am prosperous. To raise your energy level, to become more aware and acknowledge the prosperity in your life. And as you acknowledge it, be grateful for it. Grateful for the air that you breathe, for the sunshine that warms your skin. And through your gratitude, you attract more prosperity back into your life. Give what you seek and be an open channel for all that you want and desire to flow back to you through the open channel, which remains open to your constant expression of love and gratitude. As we resonate with gratitude and prosperity through a moment of silence. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all the prosperity in our lives, for the free flow of our supply flowing to us through our open channel, blessed with love and gratitude. As we acknowledge our blessings and our supply flows to us with ease and grace, we are grateful for the expression of our prosperity, where all of our needs, wants, and desires are met through your loving grace. For all of the blessings, for all the prosperity in our lives, we say thank you, God, and amen. And as we bring this time of meditation to a close, we bring back with us all those feelings of prosperity. We bring back with us our open supply, our open channel for our supply, knowing that we can return to it at any time by simply returning back into our heart center and touching upon that prosperity, love, and gratitude that resides within. Coming back to a more hourly oriented orientation as we climb a set of stairs, one step at a time, becoming more open, becoming more awake. alive and enthusiastic, ready to approach our day with a smile upon our face and love and gratitude upon our heart. Meeting all those we meet, blessing them with love and gratitude. So I invite you to visit us at theachievementprocess.com. Visit us on Facebook at Grateful or The Achievement Process. We invite you to sign up for big achievement groups this Thursday, August 20th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to dive deeper into unlocking the key to your prosperity. So, go reach this day with gratitude for all the prosperity in your life. Share your gratitude with those you love. And as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. Thank you for joining us. I am grateful for you. Be grateful for those in your life. Blessed and grateful day.